You are going to listen to Jackie, who does her job from her house. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 9 with the sentence endings A to L. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Hi, I'm Jackie, and most of the time I work from home. I'm a legal secretary, and it's quite unusual for a legal secretary to work from home almost full-time. I do go into the office once a month, but I used to go in a lot more frequently. I recently moved across the country, but my workplace wanted to keep me as an employee, so my boss and I worked out a routine that worked for both of us and the company. My journey into the office takes about 4 hours there, and then another 4 hours home again after work. So it is quite tiring, and I'm glad it only happens once a month. In terms of my daily routine, I wake up at around 7 a.m. A nice lie-in compared to most workers I know, and I'm grateful for it. The first thing I do is go downstairs to make tea, coffee, and breakfast for my partner and me. This is usually a protein shake, or sometimes a banana smoothie if we're feeling fancy, or have bananas to use up. I then take a shower, brush my teeth, and get dressed. I know what you might be thinking. Don't remote workers just work in their pyjamas? Well, some might, but I don't. Apart from the fact that I feel better prepared for work if I'm wearing proper clothing, I sometimes have video meetings with my team, so I need to look presentable. I start work at 8:30. I officially start work at 9, but I like to have that extra half hour to deal with emails while sipping my tea and checking my phone. I'm very aware of the dangers of sitting down for extended periods of time, and so I recently bought a fitness watch that vibrates every hour if I've not done a minimum of 250 steps in that hour. I therefore spend a lot of time marching on the spot in my office throughout the day. My partner likes to tease me about it when he catches me, but it's healthier than sitting down for hours at a time. He also works from home, so I've been trying to encourage him to do the hourly march with me. My favourite thing about working from home is that I can have lunch with my partner every day. We usually have some leftovers from the night before or some salad and have a catch-up with each other about how the day is going. Then it's back to work until 5 p.m. Sometimes I have to work late to ensure everything gets finished, but that's not all too often, luckily. I usually cook dinner and then my partner and I will watch an episode of a TV series or a film together. It's a real luxury to have that time together in the evenings, rather than spending it commuting home. In the summertime, we sometimes do gardening after work, as it's still light for a long time after we finish working. We're also looking forward to the warmer weather, when we can eat our meals in our garden. Overall, I absolutely love working from home. The biggest downside is that I miss seeing my co-workers face to face. At least I still get to see them once a month.